Be the general of your personal army. Be the general of your personal army. How about that? This music that we are playing is rather modest for army and general, but it really means be the general of your personal army. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Be the general of your personal army. And as you are the general of your personal army, you will find that you are in charge of everything. You are in charge of all the activities that take place in your life. You're in charge of all the activities that take place in your universe. You're in charge of all the activities that take place in your world. Have you ever been a child? We all have, of course. And as a child, did you play the army game and that you were soldiers and that you were officers and so forth? How often in the army game that you played as a child were you the Indian chief? Were you the commander of the army? Were you the head of the army? Were you the chief? Or were you an ordinary soldier, an ordinary Indian, an ordinary person playing the game? How many people played the game of chief? The chief of the Indian tribe, or the chief of the army, or the master, the general of the army? How many? Very few. We don't play that role because that's not our nature. Our nature is not to go around telling other people how to live their lives and telling other people what to do and how to do whatever they're going to do. Our role is just to be ourselves and have fun. Now, can you be yourself and have fun? Can you be the general of your personal army and tell your personal army, okay, guys, this is our schedule for today. Today we're going to go to the swimming pool and we're going to swim for about an hour and a half, and then we're going to lay in the sun and soak up the sun for another hour, and after that we're going to take a walk in the woods and we're going to study the trees and the forest. We're going to study all the things, and then we're going to go down to the ocean. And when we get down to the ocean, we're going to take another swim. We're going to swim in the ocean and just have good time. And then afterwards, we're going to walk along the beach and pick up shells that seem to be interesting and seem to be wonderful. And then about that time, it's going to be past lunchtime. So we'll stop in our kitchen, our lunch kitchen will be there waiting to serve us lunch. And we'll all have a wonderful lunch. And then after our lunch, we'll take a nap. We'll take a nap for about a half an hour. We'll just lay down right where we are because we are always comfortable. And after our nap, we get up and we play some more at the beach. And we run up and down the beach, hollering and shouting and just having a great time. And pretty soon it's time to head back to the barracks, back to the army compound. And so our general, usually that's us, he says, okay, time for us to head back to the house, head back to the barn. And so we head back to the army compound. And when we get back there, we find our mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers all waiting for us and saying, how was your day? How was everything you did today? You were playing army of the general. You were playing the very wonderful game of being in charge of yourself. How did you like it? Oh, it was great. Hey, you guys are all naked. What's that all about? Well, I hadn't even noticed. The first thing we did this morning was to take a swim. And we swam for about an hour and a half. And then we never did get dressed. And after that, we laid in the sun and we soaked up the sun for an hour and a half. Then we walked down to the ocean and we played in the ocean. And we ran back and forth and we had lunch. And after lunch, we took a nap. And then after our nap, we played up the ocean some more until it was time to come home for supper. And here we are, home for supper now. And we hadn't even thought about putting our clothes on. We hadn't even thought about anything. We were just soaking up the sun and having the greatest, wonderfulest time in the world. Well, who was the general of your army who told you to do these things? Well, before we went on bivouac, the general said, I can't be with you today. You guys are going to have to do it for yourself. Now, whatever you guys do, it will be perfect because you're going to be yourself and you have fun. You're just going to do everything right. And when you get back, you can tell me all about it. And so we did. We did just what it felt like doing. And there was no good, no bad about it. It was just wonderful. It was just being ourselves and having fun. Well, what did the general say when you all came back like a bunch of naked Indians? Well, he said, did you have fun? And we said, oh, yes. And he said, well, we'll do it again tomorrow if you like. So go home now, have supper with your family and enjoy, and come back tomorrow if you like, and we're all set for another day of wonderful play. My goodness. Does a general really talk like that? Does a general ask his people to be themselves and have fun? Does a general ask everyone to go out and take a nap and swim and play and enjoy themselves? Does a general really say to everybody, be yourself, do whatever comes naturally, do what makes you feel happy, do what turns you on? Well, be yourself and have fun. It is done unto us according to our belief. It is done unto us according to our choice for ourselves, our desire for ourselves. What is your desire for yourself? Is your desire for yourself to run around the world doing what other people want you to do? Is your desire for yourself going out into the world and making other people happy? Well, that's not bad, is it? Is your desire for yourself doing all the things that you think are wonderful and good and beautiful by the world standards? Or do you go out and do things good by your standards, good by your happiness? When you are being yourself and having fun, can you do anything wrong? Can you be contrary to the highest good of all? Can you ever hurt another person or take from another person or be unhappy with another person? And the answer, of course, is no. We can only be ourselves and have fun. Now, if we're going to be the general of our army, how would it be to be the general of our army like the general that we speak about here? He says, okay, guys, go out and be yourself and have fun. Do whatever pleases you. And you say, well, my goodness, how to run? No way to run an army. Do whatever it pleases us individually. Well, if we all did what it pleased us to do individually, we would never do anything that it would not please someone else to do. Because we would be following the divine, we'd be following our highest and best in us, we'd be doing what the divine in us tells us to do and says, go and have fun, jump up and down, run and shout and clap and hold your hands and do all the wonderful things that make you feel so good. Remember, it is the little children who inherit the kingdom of God. It is the little children who know how to enter into all that is good. We are all little children. We are all being ourselves and having fun so much of the time. We are all joyous, wonderful, fabulous people. But we don't always know it. And the reason we don't always know it is that we sometimes are looking at what other people think we should do. Now, when your mother says to you, go out and play, is she telling you to go out and do good things for the neighbors and do good things for the world? No, she say, play. Have fun. Do all sorts of wonderful, joyous, fantastic, what some people might consider dumb things, but just be yourself and have fun. Go fly a kite. Go run around the block. Jump in the ocean. Jump in the lake. Have a great time. And all the generals of the world, all the commanders in the world of their armies say the same thing. And what kind of a war would there be? There'd be no war at all. There'd just be happy people with happy people. People doing what comes naturally. People doing what comes lovingly. People being themselves and being their highest and best at all times. Can you do this? Can you claim this? Can you be this? Can you enjoy this in your world? It's up to you. And when you start to enjoy this in your world, you put a cause in motion for experiencing all of the wonderful, good, fantastic, glorious things that make the world go round. Yes, you make the world go round because you are the world. And you are the world saying, yes, I love me. I love me. I love me. I think everything is wonderful. I think everything is beautiful. I think everything is fantastic. I think everything is me. Be the general of your army, and your army of love, your army of joy, your army of being yourself and having fun. And as your head of your army of being yourself and having fun, you join the rest of the world who is being themselves and having fun, and everyone in the world is shouting out with happiness and saying, I like me, I like me, oh, I like me. Join me today as I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. And as I say to each of you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. You're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're fantastic. Oh man, life is good. Have a glorious day and know that I'm right out there playing with you every inch of the way. I love you.